The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program adapted from the original 12 Steps of Alcoholics Anonymous is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. Today's meeting will discuss Step 8, Seeking Forgiveness.
Welcome to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meeting. I'm Elder Ennis, and I am serving as the missionary group leader this evening. We do not have any new faces, but we are missing a couple of the regulars. So, as always, we're going to go around the room, and we will start at my left with Robert. And if you could just introduce yourselves.
My name is Robert, and I'm an addict, alcoholic.
Hey, Robert.
Hi, Robert.
My name's Scott, and I'm a recovering addict and alcoholic.
Hi, Scott.
I'm Abra. I'm a recovering addict.
Hi, Abra.
I'm Lindsay. I'm an addict, alcoholic.
Hi, Lindsay.
I'm Karen. I'm a recovering drug addict.
Hi, Karen.
My name is Rich, and I'm a child of God.
Hi, Rich.
I am Scott, and I'm recovering from an addiction to pornography.
Hi, Scott.
My name is Dub, and I have multiple allergies.
Hi, Dub.
My name's Steve, addict alcoholic.
Hi, Steve.
Hi.
I would like to remind everybody to turn off your cell phones and pagers. We do not have any announcements for this meeting, so could somebody please volunteer and offer us an opening prayer?
I could do that.
Thanks, Dub.
Our kind, loving, eternal, wise Father in heaven, as we, a few brothers and sisters in the gospel and friends of Bill W. and Dr. Bob, gather here at this LDS 12-step meeting, Father, we're so grateful for the work that the brethren have done to bring these 12-step recovery meetings into the house of the Lord, where we might hear the still small voice of the Holy Ghost and even feel the embrace of our Lord and Master, thy Son, Jesus Christ. Father, bless us this night that we may all have a desire to be honest and share those honest things from deep within our soul, that we might continue our baby steps of recovery. For we know that it is through these meetings and the atonement of our brother Jesus Christ that a spiritual awakening can happen and will happen. And we acknowledge thy hand in all the powers of this great program, Father, and do so in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you. As always, we like to begin with the church's mission statement, and that is, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Addiction Recovery Meetings assists those who desire to recover from addiction. We also welcome family and friends whose lives may be affected by the addiction of another. We are a group of brothers and sisters who share our experience, faith, and hope as we study and apply the principles of the gospel as they correlate with the 12 steps of recovery. Our meetings provide a safe place for honest sharing because we adhere to the principles of confidentiality and anonymity, and we use appropriate language and behavior to invite the Spirit to be with us. As we practice these 12 steps in our lives, we receive power through the atonement of Jesus Christ to overcome addiction and receive the full blessings of the gospel. Family and friends who practice these same 12 steps will also find hope and healing for themselves. We will now go around the room and read each of the 12 steps found on page Roman numeral number 4. We invite each person who is willing to read one step. It is perfectly acceptable to pass if you prefer to listen only. We will begin to my left here with Robert.
Step 1, admit that you of yourself are powerless to overcome your addictions and that your life has become unmanageable.
Step 2, come to believe that the power of God can restore you to complete spiritual health.
Step 3, decide to turn your will and your life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ.
Step 4, make a searching and fearless written moral inventory of yourself.
Step 5, admit to yourself, to your Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, to proper priesthood authority, and to another person, the exact nature of your wrongs.
Step 6, become entirely ready to have God remove all your character weaknesses.
Step 7, humbly ask Heavenly Father to remove your shortcomings.
Tonight, step 8, seeking forgiveness. We make a written list of all persons we have harmed and become willing to make restitution to all of them.
Step 9, restitution and reconciliation. Wherever possible, make direct restitution to all persons you have harmed.
Step 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when you are wrong, promptly admit it.
Step 11, seek through prayer and meditation to know the Lord's will and to have the power to carry it out.
Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of the atonement of Jesus Christ, share this message with others and practice these principles in all you do.
Thank you. Each week we focus on a different step. This week we will read step 8, starting on page 47, from A Guide to Addiction Recovery and Healing. We will go around the room, and each person who is willing may read one or two paragraphs. You may pass if you prefer to listen. We have an extra copy of the guide for you to use in this meeting in case you do not have one. During the reading, listen for thoughts and feelings and experiences you have in common with those who have taken these steps. We will continue with the reading of step 8.
Step 8, seeking forgiveness. Key principle, make a written list of all persons you have harmed and become willing to make restitution to them. Before our recovery, our addictive lifestyles were like a tornado full of destructive energy that cut through our relationships, leaving much wreckage behind. Step 8 was an opportunity to make a plan to clean up the wreckage and rebuild all that could be saved. When we felt the healing power of the Savior's mercy as we worked on Step 7, we felt eager to reach out to others and to mend broken relationships. We learned, however, that impulsively rushing to make amends without taking time for prayer and perhaps counsel from a trusted advisor, such as a bishop or other priesthood leader, could be as detrimental as not making amends. Step 8 was an assurance against harming others when we began contacting them in Step 9.
Before we could rebuild relationships, we needed to identify the relationships that were damaged. We began to list people we had harmed, but many of us found we could not list these people without being distracted by feelings of resentment towards those who had harmed us. We honestly confessed our negative feelings to the Lord. In response, He showed us that we faced the same decision as the man in the parable, who, having been forgiven of all his debts, needed to forgive others. We could almost hear the Lord say to us, "I forgave thee all that debt because thou desirest me to. Shouldest not thou also have compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?"
If you find yourself facing this problem, you may need to do as many of us have done. Before you make a list of people from whom you need to seek forgiveness, first list those people you need to forgive. Don't be surprised if some names appear on both lists.
People often get caught in terrible cycles of exchanging hurts with others. To break these cycles of mutual resentment, someone has to be willing to forgive. To begin this process of forgiveness, we once more found the tool of writing to be invaluable. Next to the names of the people we needed to forgive, we recorded the way we originally felt when the hurtful incidents happened and what we were still tempted to feel. The list helped us be specific in our prayers as we shared with the Father all our unresolved feelings. We pled for the grace of Christ to help us extend to others the same mercy he gives us. If we found people on our lists that we had an especially difficult time forgiving, we took the Savior's counsel to pray for their welfare, asking all the blessings for them that we would want for ourselves.
As we prayed for help to forgive others, even if it felt insincere at first, we were eventually blessed with a miraculous sense of compassion. Even in extreme situations, people who have taken this approach have received the ability to forgive far beyond themselves. One sister spent several weeks writing about her childhood and praying for her abusive father. She testifies with joy that the Savior has relieved her of her negative, painful feelings towards her father. In making a similar effort, we have learned that by making a thorough inventory of our resentments and acknowledging them to the Savior, we finally cease to be victims of those who hurt us. Once we honestly attempted to let go of offenses towards us, we found we were able to finish our list of those we hoped would forgive us.
As you reach this point and begin your list, you should pray for guidance from the Lord. These guidelines may help. Ask yourself, is there anyone in my life, past or present, who I feel embarrassed, uncomfortable, or ashamed around? Write down their names and resist the temptation to justify your feelings or excuse your negative actions toward them. Include those you meant to hurt, of course, and those you did not intend to hurt. Include those who have passed away and those you have no idea how to contact. You will deal with these special cases when you take step 9. For now, as you work through step 8, focus on your willingness to be rigorous and unrelenting in your honesty.
To be thorough, look for things we needed to do or things we left undone that hurt others. Don't leave out little things. Think honestly about the harm we caused others as we indulged in our addiction, even if we were not aggressive toward them. Admit the harm that we did to loved ones and friends by being irresponsible, irritable, critical, impatient, and dishonorable. Look for anything, large or small, that added to another person's burdens or that saddened or challenged someone. Look for lies you told or promises you broke and ways you manipulated or used others. List everyone who was affected. We may find our step 4 inventory as useful as a guide in this process. Finally, after we have listed everyone we have harmed, add one more name to the list, our own. When we indulged in our research and addictions, we harmed ourselves as well as others.
As you work, remember that step 8 is not an exercise in casting guilt or shame on anyone, either yourself or those on your list. The Savior will lift the burdens of guilt and shame as you take one more honest look at troubles in your relationships and your part in them. By becoming willing to make amends, you benefit from the peace of knowing that Heavenly Father is pleased with your efforts. This step helps you take the actions that enable the Savior to set you free from your past. Being willing, you will become ready to take step 9.
Thank you. These 12 steps are a program of action. As we read the section called Action Steps, we learn about recovery and gospel actions we can take to come unto Christ and receive power to live in recovery from addiction. Let's continue reading with the action steps. Robert?
Forgive yourself and others. Make a list of people you might have offended or harmed. In step 8, you begin an amazing adventure in relating with a new heart to yourself, to others, and to life. You are ready to contribute peace to the world rather than add contention and negative feelings. You are willing to give up judging anyone unrighteously and to stop taking inventory of others' lives and faults. You are ready to stop minimizing your own behavior or making excuses for it. You are willing to take another thorough inventory, this time of those you have harmed.
Although you may be terrified to consider it, you can become willing to meet the people on your list when the opportunity arises. You can prepare to do all you can to make amends to them. You can live by faith in the Lord, not in fear of what others might do. You can become willing in step 8 to live a life guided by principles rather than by shame or fear.
Seek the gift of charity, pray for others. For thousands of years, people have read Paul's great discourse on charity and tried to model their lives after it. Many have struggled to have charity and have often fallen woefully short of doing so. The writings of the prophet Mormon clarify what charity is and how to obtain it. He defined charity as the pure love of Christ and taught that the Father gives it to those who pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, and to all those who are true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ.
Charity is a gift we receive as we learn to follow Jesus Christ and as we love him with all our hearts, minds, and souls. Filled with this pure love from him and for him, we find ourselves able to love others as he has loved us. We become able to forgive the faults of others and to make amends for our mistakes. In preparation for making amends, many of us have found the following exercise helpful. Think of someone for whom you have had hard feelings. For 2 weeks, deliberately kneel and pray for him or her each day. Keep a record of changes in your thoughts and feelings about that person.